What you're about to experience are my opinions and truths. I'm suggesting these possibilities for you to consider, enabling you to come up with your own conclusions. Ladies and gentlemen, fellow decoders around the world, wherever you may be, my name is Logan. I'm going to be your tour guide for this presentation on Vatican Secrets. I think this will become a series, but time will tell. Let's see what kind of feedback some of you great decoders may provide, what you see. But there are a lot of secrets at the Vatican. I truly believe that. There's a lot of hidden code there, of course. As a code breaker, decoder, we look to so many different things to try to break them down. And that's what we're going to do here. And this is going to be a very short presentation. And I just want to say thank you to each and every one of you for, you know, contributing, supporting to this great research. All of you Patreon members, thank you so very much. I greatly appreciate each and every one of you. So I want to start here, folks. I want to take a look at this image, which is amazing. Vatican City, I've never been to. I really would like to go and visit there just to get to the historicity of it. You know, I like studying timelines and all that kind of stuff. But this image is taken from St. Peter's Basilica and the dome. Michelangelo's dome, if you will, on the cross, overlooking this obelisk, which is said to come from Egypt. And, you know, it's just really interesting because when they built St. Peter's Basilica and the dome, and they built it supposedly over a pagan place, which was like all about the Roman gods and polytheism and all that. They decided, you know, the Romans, the story goes, is that they introduced Christianity to overthrow the paganism. But yet they bring a obelisk all the way over from Egypt. And I've can't really find much information on the historicity of this thing. Like, why would you bring an artifact from ancient Egypt, which was all about polytheism? There was no monotheism at all. You had Osiris and Horus and Set and Ra and Aton and Aten, and it's just something just doesn't add up here. And this can be used as a sundial, of course. But what I want to talk about is the key. Because we know, we look at this overhead shot here, and this is a keyhole for sure. This image right here is taken from the dome right here. That's what we're looking at right here. Okay. Looking outward. And this is looking westward. So this runs east to west if you're going this way down this street right here. This is west, supposedly. Okay? This is from east to west. And I'm interested now, ladies and gentlemen, is I didn't see this. I just happened to look today, but this circle, this oval, you could see these shapes, these distinct shapes. So we're going to measure them. There's one. There's two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. There's eight right there. Absolutely. And then if we go in the center point of that, we have four. See the four there? So we go from 8 to 4, and then to the middle where the obelisk is, to the 1. 1, 4, and then 8 of these. Are you seeing this? This is a big deal because this is where they relocated this obelisk. You know, they relocated it on purpose. Why would you put an Egyptian artifact in a Christian Roman Catholic center? What is going on here? Well, we know what that obelisk is. But we have the 8, the 4, and the 1. That's what we get. Or the 1, the 4. Because obviously the biggest important piece is the obelisk sitting in the middle. You know, it was a big undertaking to move the thing. So it's the 1, the 4, and the 8. That's how many shapes we have here. What is this 148, folks? It's tied to the I Am. You know, how amazing chemistry once again is and comes through. 53 protons, 95 protons, 53 and 95, 148. Now, am I stretching things? Am I really trying to make this fit? Well, if you go all the way back here, like, why would you purposely make these shapes? They're done on purpose, and they're distinct. They're absolutely distinct with the markers in the middle to separate. So I don't think this is a stretch at all. And knowing what we know about how this reality works, and we're breaking this code down, all of us here, how big is the I Am? I Am that I Am. And the 53 and 95 adding up to the 148, we also can bring in the molar mass and we get into what supposedly, and I'm not even sure this is accurate, but supposedly Tesla quoted this, but I'm not, there's no evidence to say that's absolute. But we just regurgitate this. But the 3, the 6, and the 9. And that is the weight, the molar mass of the iodine and americium. Now, iodine and americium, when you do the numerology of these, they give you the number 50. If you add up iodine and americium, you're going to get 50. And ladies and gentlemen, 50 is tied to the element tin, right here. Tin, stannum, and tin is tied to Jupiter. I say Jupiter because that is how it was pronounced in Roma. Jupiter was a later text. It was Jupiter, which started with the letter I, as in I Am. So this is very interesting. This is a very, very interesting perspective to look at. And how big did the Romans idolize Jupiter? Otherwise known as Jupiter, right? Jupiter is 27. And if I go back, you could see that americium is 27. I Am. I Am the 50. And we know 50 is the tin man, etc., etc. Just off of these two elements right here. Absolutely amazing. But then if we go and we look at the numerology through the Latin language, you know, the Latin Vulgate Bible was written in classical Latin. A 23-letter alphabet. They did not use the letter J, which is why the letter I was always, you know, Jesus was I. Jupiter is I first. And this right here is the Latin spelling of 148. Unus, 1. Quator, 4. And octo, 8. Right? That gives us 167, which is the numerology of Isaiah 45, verses 7. from the original Hebrew text. So there is a connection here between the I Am, Jupiter, and Jehovah. And we know that is the Yod, and we already know that the Yod is Ra. So could there be a connection between the Vatican, Jupiter, and these placements right here? Is this a thing? Remember, this is the cross right here. And the dome sits in the very heart of the cross. And there are 16 panels to this. 16 of them. And when you go to Numbers, 53 is the 16th prime number. And ladies and gentlemen, just come back here. And there's the 53. You see, with a very careful eye and mathematics in these tools, 16 panels, when you look at the dome, 16 panels, folks. And the word, even when you look at the word light, see, they have these windows in the dome, 16 windows, 16 panels with archangels, and the light enters through the windows. So light is 16. We also have Sirius as 16. So this is another marker in here, why we can't leave that out. But there is major reference to Jupiter and the God of the Bible, and even the all-seeing eye of Shalom Ra from Isaiah 45 verses 7. This is Isaiah 45 verses 7, and this is the eye of Shalom Ra, if you've been paying attention, right? This is the flower of life. And we take two intersecting circles. This is the radius of a circle right there. And the radius is a circle. And the matrix comes from the womb of the two vesica piscis is coming together. And this is where you're going to get the fish bladder, you know, the ichthys, which was a big symbol in Christianity, the ichthys, the fish. That's why Jesus and his apostles were fishers of men. And when you take the 265 and the 153 and you add them up, you get 418, which the numbers are right there, folks. Are you seeing this? Like, there's no way that this is not done on purpose. This is the I Am. There is no doubt about it. This is what this is referencing, and it's the key. And it's right there, folks. These numbers they're right there. When we subtract, when we divide them, you get the fish. This is the square root of 3. 1.7. If you use the two numbers on each side of the decimal, it's 1.7. There's the boat right there, the fish, the NFL football, the mitre hat that the bishops and priests wear in the Catholic Church. It's all Ra reference, folks. What is Ra? That's the question. What is Ra, folks? We've already made all these connections now, and then this big bomb right here. This is, to me, is a huge discovery. Again, I didn't discover it. I was shown this. I'm just channeling this information to you. But I don't think there's any doubt about it. That this key, this is the keyhole, the key to the universe, right there, the key is the I Am. And just what is that? And it's so many things. But now we have all these connections tied to the eye of Shalom Ra, Isaiah 45 verses 7, which is right here. You know, the Vatican, if you go research the Vatican, folks, they recognize the Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh as the God of the Bible. They will, they recognize it. They just will say that from the referencing points I got, they say that they use Lord or God to yield to the respect of the Jewish faith. Because they don't use the Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh because it's a holy name, so that's why they used Adonai, El Shaddai, you know. So the Catholic Church does recognize the Yod as the God of the Bible. But we know the Yod is the Ra. And could the Ra character be the mighty star Sirius? Or is it just the largest planet in our solar system called Jupiter? Jupiter. Well, this is to be continued. I'd love your thoughts. Keep your comments coming. It's all about loving here. Keep it cordial. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that's all I got for today. My name is Logan for Decode Reality. Until next time, we will see you later.